Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this Saturday's edition of Exploring a Crisis. We have, as usual, your trusted pilot, Captain B2, Bobby Breeden, and her co-pilot, Gray Eyes Smith. Say hello to the nice people, Gray Eyes. Or don't. Gray, are you out there? Come in, Gray.
I am. I was double muted. Sorry. Hi, Bobby. Yeah, I was muted in the studio and on my phone, so.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, now that's belt and suspenders for you. Well, thank you. All right, you were being polite, and that's never to be criticized. Good evening. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And how are you?
I'm splendid. I'm doing all right so far. I decided this evening, since I was getting ready for show, to treat myself. So I ordered out, and I had I was just introduced to a new restaurant earlier in the week. I had dinner with friends at a place around here called The Lazy Dog, which apparently is syndicated, but it didn't have that feeling. And I was so impressed by my meal that I this evening ordered something else for myself from that place. So I had a nice leisurely meal that I didn't have to prepare, which is always fun.
Yeah, that's
so
awesome.
Yeah, and even leftovers. And as everyone who listens to me knows, I'm such a vodka snob. I actually was introduced to a brand new mini batch boutique vodka when I was at Lazy Dog, a vodka by distillery called Buffalo Trace, and it's called Wheatley's Vodka, and boy, that was some good stuff. So had a nice evening all around, and I'll make a quick anecdote. Sometimes the gods smile on you, and that evening when I went out, I thought, well, I'll throw some jewelry on because I haven't gone out in a while, and I haven't worn any jewelry, and I have some nice stuff. So I put on one of the things I have is a diamond tennis bracelet, and I put it on and had dinner. And on the way home, it's on my left wrist. I'm got my wrist hanging out the window, and I'm tapping on the door, and I'm listening to the music, and I'm having a good time. And I get all the way home, and I start removing my jewelry, which is what I customarily first thing out the door, I take jewelry off, and I look at my wrist, and there's no bracelet. I was like, oh, this is not good. So I check my sweater, which I just pulled off, thinking perhaps it got caught up in there, and no bracelet in the sweater. So I'm thinking, okay, check the floor, check the walkway back to the car, and I'm thinking, I'm out. I'm out a couple thousand dollars worth of diamond tennis bracelet. And wouldn't you know, as I opened the door, that little strip of carpeting between the door sill and the seat, there it was.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Yes, yeah. So I couldn't – I had a picture of it because I was just – you know, it, some days you just live right. And so every once in a while, you know, the gods smile. So the gods smiled on me. I didn't lose.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was quite – but I thought to myself, you know, if I lost it, I lost it. Well, not much you can do. So, but fortunately, I and it was funny because earlier that evening, I reached into my toolbox. That's what I call my jewelry box. I grabbed a few rings and thrown them in a bag because I was having dinner with my surrogate daughter, and I every once in a while like to throw some of my jewelry at her because I'm not wearing it, and she might as well enjoy it. Well, you know, she's going to have it when I die. She might as well enjoy it now. What the hell? So I think my got repaid somehow in the karma of things. So, but that was my adventure for the week. Thank you very much. And I'm hoping that doesn't happen again anytime soon. So, and we have absolutely no carryovers this evening. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, for sure.
We have no carryovers. I opened the contest later today for some pre-writes. Now, we got a couple. I will admit to having removed one of them because it had absolutely nothing to do with the artwork. And so I thought to the You know, so I'm not going to entertain people who are gratuitously going to plug their poetry into our contest simply because they see a hole that needs to be filled. So looks like I may remove another one too. But we've still got we've got like 12 or 13, which isn't too bad, and some SoundClouds. And I will say also while I'm talking, that I'm going to stop. This is another one of our double headers. This is this artist was very prolific. Did some beautiful stuff, and I found it falling into a couple of categories. So I split it down the middle, and this is the this is part one, the Simple Serenity of Lucy Alme Bird, part one, Too Much of a Good Thing. And when we close this contest off, probably tomorrow or the next day, I will open Too Much of a Good Thing, part two, and you'll see some subtle differences in her poet or in her artwork, because she shows some references to seasons, which I thought was nice. So I put some of the early spring and summer into this contest, and you'll see fall and winter in the upcoming contest. So with that, we have a lot of poetry written to the first prompt, which is very unusual. It's a picture of a young woman curled up in a rattan bamboo chair, reading under an umbrella, and she's got the laundry hanging, the wash hanging the line behind her, and the prompt is titled "Reading in the April Sunshine." So I've seen several folks write to that. So without any further delay, let's dive into what we've got.
All right, sounds good.
All right, let's, who's our first one?
We have Jenny the Deep. And it's called Get Lost in Books, Not Hollywood. I'll post that to the group.
Okay. I'm looking for it to. There it goes. There it goes. Okay. Well, enough of my voice. Let's hear yours for a little bit here.
Okay, sure. Let me just check the studio real quick here. Yep. All right. So we have Get Lost in Books, Not Hollywood by Jenny the Deep. Routines can get boring, stuck in a dead-end job, or even imprisoned at home. Makes one resent, looking for something new, longing for something new. Life is a Hollywood movie. Remake it to suit you. Break free from the same routines. Laundry, cooking, cleaning, working for the rich man is not living your dreams at all. Work to live, don't live to work. Or you'll lose yourself in a monotonous life. Get lost in books instead, not just dirty laundry and poem.
Excellent read.
And what did you think of the poem, Bobby?
I like the way the trend she took on that. She's redirecting us to a more intellectual pursuit with our free time rather than drowning ourselves in reality TV or soap operas or whatever nonsense or rubbish may be airing on the what we used to call the boob tube, or just losing ourselves in films. She's returned us back to reading, which is. I've always enjoyed. I have a fondness and a reverence for books. As a matter of fact, they're all over my house. it's like trying to herd cats. I like laundry, cooking, cleaning, working for the rich man is not living your dreams at all. Work to live, don't live to work, or you lose yourself in a monotonous life. Get lost in books instead, not just dirty laundry. I like the way she's returned us to remembering you can travel, you can have adventures, you can go anywhere in the world. by opening the pages of a book. And I like that. I like the whole theme of the piece. What did you think of it?
I thought it was a wonderful poem. You know, it really speaks to the way modern man is, you know, always lost in Hollywood stories instead of their own, instead of writing their own story through their life and living their life as though it was a movie. And, you know, books are definitely an excellent way to get lost and carried away, you know, in something besides dirty laundry, you know. Live your life, you know, breathe, take advantage of your day, explore in the book, and let your mind paint the pictures for you instead of Hollywood, which is a beautiful thought. So well done.
I agree. It's a brevity, and it's well constructed, and it's in the format she used in the last contest, which is, it's very pleasing and it reads well. So thank you for that entry. And who we got next?
So next we have "These Dreams Could Be Our Demise" by Demise Blue by Ben Hart. And if you would give that a read, Bob.
Yes, I will. Let me grab my oxygen mask here first. Take a deep breath.
Yeah.
I dearly love this guy. I swear to God, he's got a lot. He's got such a nimble mind. It's always a joy to find out what it's creating. So this time it's "These Dreams Could Be Our Demise." Blue. Why always nowhere? It's all just smoke in the wind, isn't it? Don't say you never awaken anything. You're the cherry blossoms, darling. Know thyself for thy fragrant, by thy vibrant ways of life, rose of a forgotten God's death earth, showing all that emptiness that God's favorite color will never fade. No matter how much they'll paint black, the hundred suns will still rise red. The wave will still collapse. Yes, it's all smoke in the wind, but just because we can't see the end doesn't mean it's not going anywhere. Fear not, every wasted turn or singing scar, we are here, my dear, with armies in our hearts. The motion. It would have to be lost on them, wouldn't it? The way the river runs in some and stays in other places. The way every motion of everything moving is just in and out, just that, back and forth, up and down, to gain and to lose it again. I think perhaps it's too much for them. For this book, no, the one will always be okay with displacement, with change, because we cannot comprehend this world ever moving for as it does around us. It is the part of us that belongs to humanity, and all those parts from all of us. That's the whole that cannot weather it, the ever absence of stasis, the way when we turn to dust, when all is naught, that even the motion never stops. That will all carry on even long after curtains drop. But in the absence of light, how can we tell when the black bird ceases to run? Everything exists until disproven. And some things are simply too far ahead or too fast for even death. So there will be no telling, because throughout infinity, it hasn't happened yet. Then I need to know. What if? Then, so be it. Otherwise, it wouldn't end our every prayer. The mountain. Do you feel it? I tend not to, but feel what? That the blankets of depression are slipping from our shoulders, like hands letting go, pages of a book gone by. Only on days the distant parts to give way to the horizon, when the narrow shakes itself unstuck and the rays fall not like walls or chalk lines around my corpse, but as a reminder that though things can confine you, can confine, if you're willing to go through it, weigh those blankets until they're soaked, until your shoulders are thrown, then you will awaken one day, a mountain on the move that no rain cloud can climb, with a view of the horizon, always, never again running out of time. I thought you said you tended not to feel. It sounded like you feeling too much. I never said it, I was good at it. End poem.
Beautiful read, Bobby. And I really enjoyed the poem. You know, it's one of his shorter poems, but it had so much to say about living and the life that, you know, you have in this life. And, no one will change. The one will always be okay with disappointment, with change, because we cannot comprehend this world ever moving as far as it does around us. It is part of us that belongs to humanity, and all those parts from all of us. That's the whole that cannot weather it. The ever absence of stasis, the way we turn to dust when all is not, that even then the motion never stops. It will carry on even long after the curtain drops. Live life while you're alive, and don't be afraid to do that. So I thought it was a wonderful write, very deep.
Yes, I agree. And I like the colloquial style of it, the conversational back and forth. It lends it a very interesting configuration, almost like you're overhearing or eavesdropping on a conversation, so, or a dialogue between two people. So I enjoyed that, and this is a departure for him, but I also enjoyed that. He tends from time to time to mix things up, and I really do like that. Again, it shows what a nimble mind he has. So I agree. I also enjoyed it very much. It had a lot to say, and it very, very deeply philosophical. So thank you, Ben. Another great piece.
Absolutely. Great comment, Bobby.
So moving right along.
All right. Just one second here. I'm just going to finish my comment here, and we'll get to the next poem. Okay. We have The Show by S. Sharp, and then we'll post that to the group. There we go. So this is The Show by S. Sharp. The rubber mallet clacks, driving the canopy stakes into the heart of the beach, string strung, box kite and diamond kite aloft, float like seagulls over the shore, dipping and diving, searching like all of us for peace, somewhere by the sea, shells by our feet, sand between our toes, a meal, a picnic, settling for the show. End poem. And what are your thoughts, Bobby?
This is uncharacteristically brief for Scott. He's referenced the prompt to picnic on the beach. This series of images from this artist she titles. So when I encounter titles, I like to try and include them. And this one was Picnic on the Beach, which is a couple that look like they're struggling to set up a picnic on a very windy beach. And he has picked up some marvelous little details from the image, the rubber mallet clacks, that they're trying to drive something into the ground like a windbreak, driving the canopy stakes into the heart of the beach, string strung, box kite aloof. And it's just little details here and there behind the people, shells by our feet, toes, a meal, a picnic, settle in for the show. I like the simplicity of it. And it shows how sometimes, some days are just that. They're simple pleasure, even if it is windy. But I like what he's done with his interpretation of the prompt. It is a simple image, and he's given it a simple story. Very nicely done. Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. I mean, it was a pleasure to read that poem. It had a nice flow to it, and the imagery was fantastic. You know, the rubber mallet clacks driving the canopy stakes into the heart of the beach, string strung box kite and diamond kite aloft. You know, you can picture that as you read through it, and that's an amazing thing to be able to do, is to bring the picture to the mind of the reader, which he did fantastically.
Yes.
So it was a wonderful write.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed Sand Between Your Toes. Sand Between Her Toes, A Meal, A Picnic, Settling for the Show. Yeah, just wonderful.
I like your comment to bring the picture to the reader. That's a very, very perceptive. I really enjoyed that. Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All righty. Let's go ahead. And we've got, it looks like Stelina is hanging with us on the board. Thank you, Stelina. Great to see you out there this evening in the cheap seats.
Yeah.
So, okay. All righty. And I just got a little note from Naomi Sara, who says that she's added a pre-write to the contest, which I'm delighted to hear, since I took two of the pre-writes off because it had absolutely no relevance to the artwork whatsoever. So thank you, gentlemen. Nice try, but no cigar this time. So
yeah,
I don't know why people do that. It's like, I'm sorry, I'm not that stupid. I'm glad to see that this has no relevance. It's not going to make it past my filter. Okay, so we have A Stitch in Time by Liquid Mind Forever. I would love to know where she got her nom de plume. I've always enjoyed that Liquid Mind Forever. And we've got another brevity here. So we are all patchwork quilted heartache, heartbreak at stake to awake, make no mistake, backstitched, whip-stitched, French-knotted, allotted a number of threads like hairs on each head. There's what's left unsaid. There's too many unmade beds, altered heads led by what's fed. Mind or heart, wined and dined combined, we lie supine, beseeching, reaching, screeching, teaching what we've learned, turned, spurned. For what we yearn, the original thread of milk born of heartburn, turned masterpiece of mother's spun silk. End poem. All right.
I enjoyed it. Great read. Great read, Bobby.
Thank you.
And I thought it was beautiful. I mean, you know, we are all patchwork, quilted heartache, heartbreak, at stake to awake, make no mistake. Backstitch, whip stitch, French knotted, allotted a number of threads like hairs on each head. You know, it really paints a picture of the individuality of us, and yet the uniformity of us all, actually. You know, we are all patchwork of heartache and heartbreak. You know, we've endured our trials and tribulations and had our hearts broken, and you know, we've had that ache and longing for that peace to return that may never come back. So I thought it was just a beautiful write and well done.
You know, it's funny, you were looking at the message, I was captured, absolutely captured by her technique. She has got some wonderful poetic devices in here, and she's done alliteration. She's got assonance. She's got consonants. She's got an internal rhyme scheme here. Wind and dine combined, we lie supine, beseeching, reaching, screeching, teaching what we've learned, turned, and spurned for what we yearn. Wonderful. I mean, she really I almost got a feeling that she just, you know, she uncorked the bottle and had a grand time writing this. It feels like it was fun for her. I certainly know that it was fun to read. I mean, it was positively melodic, and I like the way she included the details. A patchwork quilted heartache, backstitched, whip stitched, French knotted, I mean, wonderful. These are, and those are all stitches that you would use in embroidering. Stitches that I've used quite frequently. And she said image, headliner, picture used. So what she did is she took the picture that I put at the beginning of the contest, and she wrote to that, which I've noticed people have done from time to time. So she's combined a lot of different images from that headliner picture. And I thought this was absolutely delightful. I mean, this is almost, I think I may throw this at the FPP and see what happens. Because, I mean, it is poetic gymnastics at its finest. It really is. we have liquid mind forever, the Simone Biles of poets. She nails the landing. Okay,
right.
thank you, Liquid Mind. Great piece. Okay, who have we next?
We have Weaver of Dreams, A Gentle Breeze, and she has a SoundCloud, so we'll play that.
Lovely.
Okay, here we go.
Fresh, fragrant washing also acts as a windbreak, whilst my imagination drifts within these pages. Spring sunlight, worn against the heat of summer, is light and bright enough to entice me to sprawl. My garden's my delight, for others theirs is a vast burden. Regimented rows of petrified parsnips, cowed cucumbers, reluctant radishes, and lacklustre lettuce say it all. I'm surrounded by a globe of could not care less. Therefore, for me, this world has a gentle, pleasing curve that holds me, warms me, so that I enjoy days like this.
Beautiful read.
Yes.
What did you think, Bobby?
I liked its elegant, and it's simple, and it very much mirrors the elegant simplicity of the artwork. She's taken the ease of the picture, the woman under, and this is prompt one, under the umbrella, just lost in her book, and she with the wash behind her, fragrant, fresh fragrant washing also acts as a windbreak, spring sunlight, wan against the heat of summer. My garden's my delight. For others, it is a vast burden. I'm surrounded by a globe of could not care less. And that is just so beautifully said, the look of complete relaxation, the dolce far niente, how sweet to do nothing. Therefore, for me, this world has a gentle, pleasing curve that holds me, warms me, so that I enjoy days like this. Again, that is so beautifully phrased, and I think something that all of us can identify with, because from time to time we get the great good fortune to have a day like that, where you just are able to kick back and lay in the sun and enjoy what doesn't happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said. Thank you, Bobby. And, I enjoyed it. It was definitely a tranquil, right? You could feel the peace that emanates from the picture, easily translated through words of hers. Regimented rows of petrified parsnips, cowed cumbers, reluctant radishes, and lacklustre lettuce say it all. that's a beautiful wordsmithing
there.
Fun. Well done.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah. I like that alliteration there, and wonderful visual imagery too, because you can see the radishes and the parsnips and the lettuce. It's delightful. So great piece, and I'm so glad that weaver of dreams that Katie sent us to us. So thank you, Katie, for a delightful piece. Okay. And
absolutely.
Who have we got?
We have Happy as a Goose by Alexander Shamyan. And I'm not too sure who's reading. I think it is.
I'll take it.
Yeah, I think it is you.
Okay. I think I can handle that. Okay, Happy as a Goose by Alexander Shamyan. I want to be a homebody, curled up with my favorite book on my favorite couch, with my dogs and cats by my side, oblivious to the news and the world at large, just listening to the birds and picking flowers to tickle my nose with. I want to cook and wash the dishes, hang my laundry on the clothesline in the gentle breeze of my domestic tranquility, dancing together with my perky girlfriends, enjoying the morning sun. I want to be happy, just enjoying the simple things. So don't bother me with the other stuff. I threw out my telly long time ago. End poem.
Well, beautiful read, Bobby. And
thank you.
And yeah, you know, it was a fantastic write. You know, he really captured the picture quite studiously. I want to be a homebody. Curled up with my favorite book on my favorite couch, with my dogs and cats by my side, oblivious to the news and the world at large, just listening to the birds and picking flowers to tickle my nose. You know, that's a peaceful place to be, and such a captivating right. So well done. Thank you so much for sharing, Alexander Shamyan. And
it
what
is.
Did you think, Bobby?
I think it's a great reflection of the I like the way he in the prompt he calls it taking a walk with his girlfriends, meaning the geese. I like that.
Yeah.
I thought that was a charming touch, and you're right, it does reflect the serenity of the piece and the fact that you don't have to have sometimes like the first prompt, like this one, you don't have to have a lot going on to be able to enjoy yourself. And here she is leading the geese. I believe this is home. I forget the name of the title of this, but going home or something like that. But she's leading all her geese and her friends home. And I like what he's done, the storytelling he's done with this. I want to be a homebody with my dogs and my cats, and the world just oblivious to the news and the world at large, just listening to the birds and picking flowers. This is it's a very, very peaceful piece. I like the last two lines. I threw out my telly long time ago. Wonderfully said.
Yeah.
Thank you, Alexander, for a delightful piece. All righty. Let's see what else we got.
Well, Naomi Sarah is looking for the link to the show. Can you please post that for her, Bobby?
Yeah, I can send it to her. I can send it to her. I can do that
okay,
right now.
You.
I don't even need a reason. How about that? Okay. Okay, Naomi. Let me go to put the phone down so I can use my hands. Typing with my nose is very, very inaccurate. Okay. Naomi, this is for you. Okay, and there we are. And hit send, Bobby. That'll make all the difference.
Yeah.
You know, oh, God. Sometimes I wonder about myself. Okay, there we go. I put the link out there for Naomi, and so hopefully she'll find her way to, and I sent her to the program board, so she can post it right there on the program board, and
right.
I'll get her to make sure she introduces it into the contest also. I'll send her another link, because I won't close that until I see her verse. So, okay, all righty. Well, you get the next read, don't you?
Well, this is actually has a SoundCloud, so I will play that.
Oh, you sneak. Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
All right, here we go.
Nothing is free, not even freedom. Got to give something to get.
Wow, that was pretty talented.
Wow, that was, we have never been treated to anything like that before. A musical entry. Well, that was,
mm-hmm.
I thought at first, I thought maybe it was just background music, but my goodness, that was, and it is to the prompt 27, which is the two young women on the beach playing leapfrog while there are two dogs with them and seagulls in the background. So a very interesting, if I can take the lead here, a very interesting spin on this rather carefree looking piece of artwork. Nothing is free, not even freedom. Got to give something to get. You've got to give up your security. Freedom has her debt. It's interesting how in the light of how carefree the artwork would portray these two young women. This piece is a very a somber reminder that this kind of carefree existence does not go without its price. Nothing is free, not even freedom. You got to pay the winning price. You've got to pay her in loneliness. Freedom has her vice. She may embrace in her arms. She will hold you with her charms. Freedom is a cruel mistress. No compromise, no alibis. She's got no use for your excuses. She'll cut you down to size. Wow. This is, and the fact that she put it to music, or he, I'm sorry, is percussionist, repercussionist? Well, I guess it doesn't really matter. If I have to ask, it doesn't really matter. But this is quite an interesting piece. This is definitely taking the artwork and standing it on its head and looking at it from a totally different perspective. What did you think, Ray?
I thought it was wonderful. You know, the music, the production was great. He says it's been heard on Bandcamp, which I'm not too sure. It says he's got a link here. As heard on Bandcamp, Bandcamp track, "Freedom is one cruel is a cruel mistress." So I think it's a takeoff of that, but I'm not sure exactly. So, but it was an amazing job. You know, it had a great message to it as well as well performed. So excellent job.
Yeah, it was unique. It was unexpected. It was definitely the inverse of what you would expect to that like I said that placid a piece of artwork to evoke. So I like the fact that the approach to this was totally different and unexpected. And I say bravo, well done. I like the creativity and imaginativeness. Never mind. I think I'm making a no, seriously, I think this was, I really do like the fact that it took a totally unexpected approach. And like you said, the production was nicely done. So, all right.
Absolutely.
So that one and another. We got graced with a lot of sound clouds this evening. We got very lucky. You know, we go from famine to feast.
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay.
There
so
we go.
Who do we have next?
We have
My
Water
friend.
Water Cooler by A.R. Mandel.
Okay, I get dibbers on this one.
Yes.
Amy, my buddy Amy. Okay, Water Cooler by Amy Mandel. Fair amidst the bluebells, the thistles, and the cups, dander drifts from dandies, whilst the lions sway and bop. Swallows dart about the field, reflected in the tub, distorted by the ripples catching at the dimpled rust. Toes dip in the water, the temperature of sneeze, a shiver to the senses as the ankles slowly ease. Buttercup petals float on by, float on up, enchained from tween the toes, fitting to its confines till submerged in full repose. I linger in the moment, float between sky and earth, watching the horizon as all moves as if rehearsed, eyes close to a sunny shade held just behind the eyes, and rest against the iron as the wind blows through the skies. And then a snort, a puff of air, movement, and a move. The ladies have all come round to chat just for an hour or two. We gather round the cooler and shoot the summer breeze, gossip on the growing days and whispers in the trees, until the sunset lights their spots and hands have wrinkled prunes. And so we bid us all good evening and promise to meet soon. End poem.
Well, beautiful read, Bobby. And I'd like to welcome Naomi Sarah to the show. Hello, Naomi.
Okay. Hi. Hello, Gray. Hi, Bobby.
Bless your heart, lady.
Hi, Naomi.
Wonderful to hear your voice.
Yeah, I'm pretty busy this summer, but a lot going on. But yeah, I was free tonight there, and I needed a welcome distraction. So I guess
thank you so much for sharing your evening with us. That means a lot to us. Usually we're talking to each other.
Yeah, and you know when I saw, I was looking at all poetry, all AP and LNP and the board, topic board, and when I saw Lucy Almay Bird, my gracious, she's one of my favorite artists. I just love her art. So I said, oh wow,
yeah.
This is going to be an amazing night of poetry.
Well, it has been so far, and you get when you find out you've gotten a bonus. She is my too much of a good thing, and that's what I call my contests, where I find an artist that is so prolific that I dare not cherry pick from the artwork because it is all so beautiful. That I just split it into two contests. And so when this one is closed, we will have Too Much of a Good Thing, The Simple Serenity of Lucy Almay Bird, Part 2. So you get to come
down
again.
Yeah. I actually did her way, way back. I think it's one of my first shows I did on Twisted Tuesdays. I did some of her art for Twisted Tuesdays. Yeah, because I just love her paintings. But so what? I was all, oh, I'm going to get more poetry from her art. Wow, this is going to be cool tonight.
It is. We've had some beautiful so far. Some really interesting ones that have reflected the serenity of the artwork. We've had some that have taken the artwork and kind of reversed it. and come at it from a different angle, which is, you know, you serenity is not without its price, which I thought was a very interesting approach. You'll have tomorrow to read through all of this and save a few nice pieces to your list.
Mm-hmm.
So,
indeed.
And did you add yours to the contest? I hope.
Well, yeah, it's in there. It's in there.
Okay.
Do you want me to add it to your topic board or?
No. I just want to make sure you're out there because I was looking at
okay.
the board. And want to make sure, but I also want to make sure that you're in the contest.
Yeah, I added it.
Oh, very good. Good girl. I want to because, seriously, especially if you're such a huge fan of the artwork, definitely if you've got a piece that is written specifically to this, I would dearly love to have it included. We had a couple of pre-writes that I had to boot out because it had absolutely no relevance to the artwork whatsoever. So I was like, nice try, guys, but not this time. You know? I won't get on that kick again. I don't want to entertain that topic again. So anyway, I just want to make sure that you're in there because when I go to do the judging, I want to make sure I include your piece in there. And so you're on, are you on the board, the topic board as well?
I didn't put my piece up on the topic board because it's in the contest. But if you want
okay.
me to, I can.
No, I'll take care of it. I was just looking through, and I just had to remind myself that if it was a previous, if it was a pre-write, that it's
it's a pre-write.
It's not going to fall into the. It's not going to fall into the to the. There it is. Found you. Okay, because the dates are different, and this the boards tend to list things by date. I've gotten fooled about them more than once. So yes, I found you. I'm adding you right now. I'm going to take the leap of logic that you're going to stick around and read it for us.
Of course.
Well then, and I am so delighted. Let me finish making the entry here. I'm going to need both hands. Will
I can comment on Amy's poem during that time?
You would. That would be delightful.
Okay.
I'm forgetting my duties as host. It's been so long.
Well, you know, I have to go back to her poem now. Where is she? Oh, wow, that was such an amazing write from Amy. Oh, my gracious. Where is it? I was looking at to put up my poem. To go back. R.A.R. Mundell. There she is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know, what an amazing write. You know, you really feel the serenity here. I just love, you know, how she her imagination, the way she takes us places, like the stands of toes dip in the water, the temperature of sneeze. Oh, that is so neat. I shiver to the senses as the ankles slowly ease. And, you know, her rhythm and rhyme is just amazing. And then when the cows come in, and then a snort, a puff of air, movement and a moo. That's all the ladies have come to chat for just an hour or two. That's so amazing. You know, the way she took that painting from Lucy Almy Bird and wrote this amazing, amazing piece.
And that's
just,
that's
wonderful.
Has the woman in the bathtub.
In the bathtub. Yeah, in the washtub.
Gathered around her.
That was delightful. Actually, I already, when I was younger, like when I went to visit my great grandmother, she used to, they didn't have any running water or electricity on Prince Edward Island, and they used to bathe us, all the kids out in the front yard in one of those big tubs.
Oh, goodness. I hope they have pictures of that.
No.
Closest I ever got to that was my wading pool in the backyard. I used to try and get the I used to like to try and get into it right after the water coming out of the hose was always warm, coming out of the hose more and started getting cold. So I used to like to try and get into it while the water was still warm. But then the sun would warm it up. But I used to love my wading pool, but I don't think I took any baths in it.
Yeah.
Greg, what did you think of Amy's piece?
I thought it was brilliant. I mean, you know, it really captured the image quite beautifully. And sorry, I lost the link to it. Here we go. But no, you know, it was fantastic imagery, and you can picture it all as you read through it. Eyes closed to a sunny shade held just beyond the eyes, rest against the iron as the wind blows through the skies. And then a snort, a puff of air, movement, and a moo. The ladies have all come to chat, just for an hour or two. Brilliant.
It is. And you can, like you said, when you read those lines, I know what it's like to sit in the sun and close your eyes and you just feel it behind your eyelids and the warmth. And it just, it's such a delightful, a relaxing feeling. And she really, really communicates that in her piece of how relaxing it is. And then she has guests. So, right. I see, Gray, you posted Lemon Rations. Do we have a SoundCloud with that one?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Well, why don't you go ahead and air that since you've got it up, and then we'll let Naomi read hers to us next.
Okay, sure. Sounds good. All right, here we go.
Being a sophomore in college, I am as busy as the birds in the sky. Changing my major to my passion, I hope, is a decision that I will not regret. With the voiceover industry being the way it is, I will need to work harder as I am not a reading whiz. That's why I can memorize so fast to cope, and that makes my lines harder to forget. The industry doesn't pay well for new actors, you see. So I plan to apply to the stores and restaurants near me. I also plan to play a sport at this rate, to help me better support my breath. I might be juggling a lot, but that's fine, when I'm trying to fuel a passion of mine. Can I really say I have too much on my plate when I have too many plates to count to begin with? End poem.
I like it.
I was wondering where he was going with this, but I love it. Because the image that she wrote to, image four, the title is called Making Room for More, and is the image of a woman who has, oh, my God, it's a picture of me. She has a picture. No, I'm serious. She has a picture collection. She has a cupboard that is filled with pictures, and I said P-I-T-C-H-E-R-S. So I'm not being misunderstood. Pictures, the pouring vessels, and she's got just chock-a-block, the shelves full. She's got one in her hand, and she's looking for a place to put it. And she's got three on the table behind her. And I say that is a picture of me because I have a picture collection. I must have 50 pictures in my house. My father got me started. Yeah, my father got me started on it by buying me a English bone china creamer that was in the form of a cow. It was a reclining cow, and he bought it for me. Most of them are actually Italian art pottery, handcrafted. Wow. But I've got pictures. I've got pictures above and beyond the Helen creation, pictures everywhere. So, oh, my God. I looked at that. I thought there were teapots when I put it up there. So it is. Anyway, let's. What did you think of the piece, Naomi?
Oh, wow. It really made me giggle. I thought it was so witty. You know, very, very clever. The way she took the title and, you know, she played with the art, with the plates, you know, all the dishes and, you know, her lines, you know, can I really say I have too much on my plate when I have too many plates to count to begin with, you know, so that's really amazing, you know, and it really felt very sincere, you know, as she was reading it, you could really, you know, see her in the poetry that, you know, this is what's going on in her life right now. And, you know, it's really, really down to earth and authentic. So I really liked it.
Great comment. Great. What did you think of it?
I thought it was wonderful. You know, it was, her read was fantastic, but, you know, I thought it was just a great storytelling. Being a sophomore in college, I'm as busy as a bird in the sky. Changing my major to my passion, I hope, is a decision I will not regret. But the voiceover industry being the way it is, I will need to work harder as I'm not a reading whiz. That's why I can memorize so fast to cope, and that makes my lines harder to forget. And, you know, it captures the image quite beautifully, and her read was wonderful. So great job.
I like the fact that she took a theme, clearly the proliferation of pictures. How's that for alliteration? the proliferation of pictures, and she personalized that by changing them to plates and relating it to herself and the amount of activity that she has in her life. And I thought that was a very clever turn of the subject of the artwork and turning it in on herself to make it relate to her. So I thought that was quite ingenious, not an easy thing to do, to take something like that and personalize it in such a way. So well done, Lemon Orations. Interesting. I, you know, sometimes I wonder where people get their known diploma. I would love to write to them and ask them, where did that come from?
Yeah.
So Naomi, are you ready? Are you in good voice? Would you like to get a refresher? He's a me.
I'm okay. But, you know, I'm here for the show, so I'll help you read, you know, whether it's my part, mine, or other poems too. I'm here to hang out with you guys tonight.
You're a sweetheart. Yeah, over to my place for coffee and scones later. How's that?
That's it.
Okay. Well, let's put Naomi's up on the board and let her read it to us.
There we go.
You're on.
Okay. So this is Lines of Poetry in a Coffee Mist. Like heaps of mismatched socks, lines of poetry lay sprawled across pieces of paper, scattered upon the living room table and littering the old beaten wood floor. My eyelids droop heavy with sleep, my every muscle giving into gravity, hanging limp like wet laundry on a cold, still day. I hug my coffee mug between ink-stained fingertips, its warmth seeping into my hands, spreading up my arms, brown rainbows arcing up and round the cup's rim, a sepia window enticing my smile to peek as my gaze dances in the smoky foam of cans and swirling curls of creams. Before my lips touch the satiny duvet and I breathe in the musky burnt aroma of dark roasted cocoa beans, sweetening my inner rumbling abyss. Then turning my face towards the light fluttering in through the curtains, humming with a gray, dewy gray and the feathery blues of a soft lullaby, my eyes grow wider, opening as those of a laughing child in the cool chill of fresh fallen snow that paints the lawns a new lamb white, wisping up a cheery new page for scampering tiny boots and mittened hands. And I press my pen once more to a blank sheet as the silvery mist hugs the quiet earth in the gentle scoom of a lazy Sunday afternoon. End pen.
Lovely read. Bless you.
Sorry about that. Sorry about that.
Interesting punctuation. Well, Gray, I hope that's not what you thought of the poem.
No.
Would you like to tell us what
you know, your talent. Yeah, your talent really shines through in this, Naomi. You know, you capture the essence of the moment quite wonderfully, and your descriptions are palpable. I hug my coffee mug between ink-stained fingertips in warmth. Its warmth steeping from into my hands, spreading up my arms, brown rainbows arcing up and around the cup's rim, a sepia window enticing my smile to peak as my gaze dances in the smoky foam of tans and swirls, curls of creams, before my lips touch the satiny duvet, and I breathe in the musky, burnt aroma of dark roasted cocoa beans, sweetening my inner grumbling abyss. I mean, that's just a beautiful way to have a cup of coffee, if you ask me. Well done. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you, Gray.
I agree. I like your visual imagery. You do a marvelous job of painting a word picture. But it's not merely a word picture. The way you've written it, it invites the reader in to share the experience with you. I mean, it like heaps of mismatched socks, lines of poetry lay sprawled across pieces of paper, scattered upon the living room table and littering the old beaten wood floor. I can see it right there. I hug my coffee mug. It's warm, seeping into my hands, spreading up my arms. How many times I've cradled a cup of coffee and had that same feeling. A sepia window enticing my smile to peek as my gaze dances in the smoky foam. And then you've shared with us that it's snowing outside, which I found, I was surprised by that. Fluttering through the curtains, feathery blues of a soft lullaby, my eyes grow wider, the cool chill of the snow, fresh fallen snow. And I like that paints the lawns a new lamb white. What wonderful, I mean, your descriptions, your whole piece is very tactile. Your feelings, your smells, tastes, the new lamb white, whispering up a cheery new page for scampering tiny boots and mittened hands. It just the whole thing, great storytelling, beautifully written with a lot of very rich visual imagery. So nicely done, Naomi. Thank you for sharing this with us.
Oh, welcome. Thank you.
All right.
Absolutely. Beautiful read, Naomi.
Absolutely. Okay, who we got next?
We have Thomas B. next.
All righty.
Closest to the group.
Okay, and since I think we haven't had a male voice in a while, I think you're up.
Okay, we have Hanging Out by Thomas B. Hanging laundry tells us all about the weather, speaks of heat and breezes, and keeps us ready for the next storm and the race to protect all our efforts from being washed away. Paint drying is suspect, like wet cement. Any participation causes permanent damage. Some things in life just cannot be rushed. Acknowledged, we can gather the peace to be found in the moment. Celebrate by listening what the moment gathers. Bathe in a quiet. Knowing how to lie down was work. Protects us from toil and foam.
Excellent read. What did you think of the piece, Gray?
I enjoyed it. You know, it had a peaceful and tranquil type feel to it. I think he meant precipitation when he said participation, but other than that, you know, some things in life just cannot be rushed. And, you know, take the time, find the peace in the moment, and enjoy it, you know, live while you're alive type thing. So I thought it was great. Wonderful job. Thank you.
And Naomi, what did you think of Thomas's piece?
Oh, I think it's wonderful. You know, celebrate by listening what the moment gathers. Bathe in a quiet. Bathe in a quiet. I think it says everything right there. You know, I've been working. I'm, you know, in my 50s now, and I've been working all my life to just succeed and quieting because I'm hyperactive. And, I've worked most of my life with specialists. To just be able to sit outside and use my five senses, you know, just to feel the wind on my face. You know, I practice and practice. It's hard, you know. It's not funny, very funny. You have to practice to be able to this. But I really had to do it, and I finally succeeded this year. And I can sit, you know, for a certain amount of time and just, you know, enjoy. Just be in the right in the moment and forget about everything else and, you know, just, you know, enjoy nature and, you know, just enjoy the moment. So I think, you know, bathe in a quiet, yes.
Yes.
Just stay in the quiet. And it's something that not everybody can do. And, no, I couldn't do it. And, I think he brings up a very, very important subject here in this poem. And it's something that, you know, sometimes it takes years to acquire. But it's something that everybody should be able to do.
I'm glad you shared that. Because I, on the other hand, find myself being able to lose myself in a moment, in my thinking, and just I will go out on my deck before I go to bed, and, you know, it's midnight or thereabouts, and I just lean on the railing, and I just take in the night and don't think about it. And I could lean there for 5, 10, 15 minutes. I find myself think all of a sudden realizing I've been out there for 20 minutes and I need to go to bed, or I'll go sit on the front porch and listen to the frogs, and I lose myself completely I bathe in the quiet. So I never thought about it being a difficult thing to do, because always been something that, and I think probably because I've been surrounded by quiet as an only child. I've been my own company all more often than I care to think of, and being in the quiet is something I guess I'm used to. But the next time you try it at night. Just go out and let yourself bathe in the darkness and in the smells, in the breeze, especially this time of the year. It's just lovely, or fall. I find it quite quieting and therapeutic. So, well, but I agree with you. I like that last second to the last stanza. Acknowledge we gather the peace to be found in the moment. Celebrate by listening what the moment gathers. Bathe in a quiet. That is very profound. So, and that is so Thomas. This is actually quite a short piece. But still just as introspective as all of his other work. And, you know, great when you mentioned paint drying is suspect like wet cement, any participation caused permanent damage. I was thinking, you know, I'm glad you said precipitation, because when I was thinking participation, paint drying, if you touch paint that's drying and it's still tacky, you've left an imprint. And so any participation in the drying process causes permanent damage. And that's the way I was reading that.
Right.
That's what I was thinking. Oh yeah, you touch the wet paint, and you leave permanent damage. But you mentioned precipitate. You're probably right, but the way I read it, it works too. So, well, Thomas, we'll never know. You know, maybe that's oh, hello, little face. I got someone looking at me, wondering what's going on. My cat here. So I thought you were still.
No.
Go answer the door, quick. I didn't pull a brush, man.
Hello, Selena, and welcome to the show.
Hello,
hi, Selena.
Naomi. I've missed
Selena,
you so much. Hi, Bobby.
Oh, my God.
It might be a quick call. I'm sorry. Because I'm caring for my daughter, but, you know. Anyway, if you want, I just thought I'd call in and read it for you, being as you said you were going to put it up next.
Thank you for joining us. How delightful.
Absolutely. Anytime you're ready, Selena.
Yes, really.
Okay, if you put it up, I'll read it for you then.
Yeah.
All
okay.
Right.
Right. Let me just get it on. Okay. Shall I do it? Shall I do it?
Yes, please.
Okay. Well, it's called A Welcome Escape, and I wrote it to the girl reading the book in the garden, which I find very charming picture. So, A Welcome Escape. Laundry dancing in the sweet-smelling breeze to mellifluous music whispered by the trees, like couples waltzing, swaying to and fro. Their rhythm soothes me as they curtsy and bow. In my sun-drenched garden, I find a shady nook and reach for my best friend a well-thumbed book. As the mundane cares of the day fall away, the tale leads my toil-worn mind astray to far-off lands of fantasy and imagination as I turn each page with eager anticipation. With scented shrubs infusing the air, I rest a while in my cozy corner chair, and as the long stealthy shadows of afternoon tell me my adventures will be over soon, I journey back from my reverie of times gone by, then close my beloved book with a weary sigh, to return to the relentless routine of daily chores, until I voyage once more to those beckoning shores. End poem.
Beautiful read. Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Naomi, I'm going to start off the comments, please.
Oh, wow, Selena, what a beautiful piece. You know, it takes me back to, you know, right now I don't have time to read very much anymore, but, you know, I was a real, how do you call that in English, like a library rat when I was younger. And, you know, I used to go away, you know, just like you say, you don't travel to far-off lands of fantasy and imagination as I turn each page with eager anticipation. And it does, you know, take you, you know, on a journey, you know, far away. You just lose yourself in a book and, you know, I have to start reading
like
again. Yeah, and I love how you, you know, you're the flow of it, and of course your voice reading it is just, you know, I love your voice. And you know that last line, until I voyage once more to those beckoning shores. That's such a beautiful line to end a fabulous piece on. So what a, you know, just amazing, Selena.
Thank you very much, Naomi.
Great
beautiful
comment.
I'm glad you liked it.
Great. Your thoughts?
Yeah, you have such a beautiful reading voice, Selena. It's like quite wonderful and charming to listen to. Absolutely. But, you know, I really enjoyed your poem. You know, it really takes you into the moment. And the laundry dancing in the sweet-smelling breeze to mellifluous music whispered by the trees. You know, you can just picture that. And it's just a beautiful scene that you painted there. But like couples waltzing, swaying to and fro, their rhythm soothes me as curtsy and bow. In my sunburnt garden, I find a shady nook and reach for my best friend, a well-thumbed book. I mean, I'm not really a reader besides what I read here on All Poetry, but, you know, you really make me want to pick up a book again and, you know, get lost in it. So that's talented.
Oh, I love
so thank
reading.
You so much for
I
sharing.
I love it. You're welcome. Thank you.
Absolutely.
I also was charmed by the phrase, a well-thumbed book. That makes you know instantly that it is an old friend. It's like it's like an old leather jacket. It has taken your form. It's like you know it so well. And I have one or two of those actually books from my childhood. I was wild for fairy tales when I was younger. And I had several fairy tale books that I read through so thoroughly that the spines on them quite gave way. They are now being held together by ancient transparent sticky tape. And I still occasionally pick them up and read them because I love them so much.
When I was a child, I used to love the Katie Did books, you know, what Katie Did. And those books, I loved them. And I read them over and over and over, you know, until they were falling apart.
I have several books that way. Yeah, one of my very first books that I begged my mother to buy for me because every time we went to the store, and I went right to the book section of the department store. This book was always there, and I read it over several, and I finally begged my mother. It's a very thin volume called Mud Pies and Other Recipes. Hardbound.
Sounds great.
And I still have it, and I just love it. It's just a child's book of things that you make for your doll, you know, made out of mud and leaves and rocks and what have you. But and I like that I rest a while in my cozy corner chair as the long, stealthy shadows of afternoon tell me my adventures will be over soon. Yes, I just the whole storytelling of it, your rhyme, your format is so smooth and melodious. It makes it a very delightful read. It mirrors the rhythm mirrors the serenity of the picture, and it's the long steady shadows of age. I journey back from my reveries of time gone by. Boy, that is the truth. How many times I have looked up from a book, and you reminded me of it with that line. I've looked up from a book and wondered, where the hell am I?
Yeah.
That is so caught in the story that I was reading that I completely lost my sense of presence and sense of self. And you come back
I really love this picture. I love this picture because, you know, she looks so serene in the middle of the garden with the washing there. And, you know, and she just looks like so relaxed and lost in her book. And I just love
beautiful piece to reflect that serenity, and with your wonderful reading voice and your great reading or your writing style was visiting us this evening has made it made a good evening even better.
Well, I know you like me to read my own.
Oh yes, I do. Yes, I do.
I know you do.
I believe for you reading your own verse, and I was surprised when I put everything out there that you had not gifted us with a SoundCloud, and I thought this is unusual.
I did that on purpose because I was going to try and call in, but you know I'm having a bit of a difficult time at the moment. But anyway, I thought I'd try.
Well, I hope things get better for you.
Yes, a
delightful
surprise.
Thank you so much
for gifting us with your presence. And hope you can stay with us for a little bit.
I will. I'll try.
Okay, well, we're coming round to the halfway. We're past the halfway. We've got about 35 minutes left. So, what kind of poetry are we looking at reading here?
We're looking at Visions of Armistice by Ben Hart.
Okay. You want to? Is this another one of his tomes, or can you tackle this one? Oh no. Go ahead. We need a mail
list
here.
Okay, so this is called Visions of Armistice by Ben Hart. I closed my eyes, and I saw her fall, an invite into death, as she did not throw out her arms or reach in fright. She held out her hands like a bride and just smiled as she gave into gravity. And every Valkyrie I could have conjured wouldn't have gotten there in time, so I joined her from the world of man into the expanse of mind. Because without her, what is life but resistance against time? Two falling angels exit into life, into light and foam.
Beautiful. Excellent read. I don't think he wrote this to anything in the contest, though. But all the same, it actually has more relevance to the contest coming up, because there is you'll see artwork that features two people in the image. Usually it's a couple reading or engaged in something, having coffee together or what have you. But Stelina, what did you think of Ben's write?
Oh well, I always love Ben's writes. You know, he's such a very talented person,
yes.
Not just with writing but with painting too. And I see this one a gold for Angels Warfare Contest. So reading that, it made a lot more sense. And I think the short couplets really are very effective, the way he's composed it. And I love the beginning. I closed my eyes and saw her fall, an invite into death. And it has such a lovely flow to it. It tells a story within itself. And,
yes.
It's very thought-provoking too. You know, I mean, these lines here, from the world of man into the expanse of the mind, because without her, what is this life but resistance against time? You know,
mm-hmm.
It makes you think about
yes.
how we exist together on this planet. And, it's amazing to me how some people are attracted to each other. And this made me think of how that attraction develops between people. Can develop quickly, can develop slowly, but it's there. You know, it's like this, like it says here, she gave into gravity. It's like a gravity
yes.
pulls us to people. And I found it a fascinating write, to be honest. But Ben always fascinates me anyway. Whether
yes.
it's one of his tomes or whether it's one of his short ones, you know. So very talented writer and an excellent piece.
Thank you. I hope you had a chance to hear his earlier piece that was submitted for the contest. It was interesting. It was very conversational.
Yeah.
Style.
Yeah, I heard it, yeah.
Oh, good, good.
I did hear
it. Naomi, what did you think of Ben's piece?
Yeah, well, you know, it talks about death. There's a lot of pain in it, but, you know, there's also that peacefulness. I don't know, I got a sense of, like, peacefulness from it, you know. That is kind of a link to the artist, you know. But, you know, what attracted me, you know, of course, when he talks about the Valkyrie, you know, anything Viking, me, you know, I'm right there. I love Viking. I love everything, books, TV shows, anything that has to do with the Viking. So I just love that he brought that in, you know, and every Valkyrie I could have conjured would not have gotten there in time. So I thought that was really neat that he put that in. But, what a great write, you know, that really brings you into it. So well done, Ben, and amazing, you know, amazing write.
It is. Gray, what were your thoughts?
Well, I thought if I could quit hitting my hang-up button on my Bluetooth, that would be great because I just hung up and missed Naomi's comment. But, he's limitless in his talent. You know, he really has a way of shining through his rights, regardless of what the subject matter is. And I like the connection in this. She held out her hands like a bride and just smiled as she gave into gravity. Every Valkyrie I could have conjured would not have gotten there in time. So I joined her from the world of man into the expanse of the mind. To me, that's just powerful, and it speaks so much to the level of his connection with the world around him and the people in it. And I could see him having this type of connection with a special woman that, has captured his heart. So I thought it was an amazing write. Well done.
It is. I find it interesting, the reference to Valkyrie, because the female figures, the Norse mythology female figures who guide the souls of the dead to Odin's hall in Valhalla. I thought it's interesting how he referred to them and could not have conjured, would have gotten there in time. So I joined her because it seemed like without him, she would not have had a companion in her trip to Valhalla, from the world of men into the expanse of the mind. And I also, I was taken by the same lines that everyone else referenced, as she did not throw out her arms or reach in flight. She held out her arms like a bride and just smiled as she gave into gravity. The visual imagery on that is just so profound. And it's like a free fall, but there's no sudden stop at the end. It's just a transition into another plane of consciousness. That's the sense I got, and that the two falling angels exit into light. So it's really not an end, but a beginning. Like you said, Naomi, that the reference to death was not an end, but merely a transition to a new beginning. So great piece of work, Ben. A lot of profound thought in this. So thank you for sharing it with us. Even though it had absolutely nothing to do whatsoever with the contest, I don't mind. Let's get back to the contest. Okay. What else have we got?
I'd like to welcome Dexter to the show. Hello, Dexter.
No kidding.
Hello. Hello.
How you doing, Dexter?
Hi, Dex.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks for joining us. This is great. Yeah, Gray was starting to feel outnumbered.
And even the tide a little bit.
Yeah, well, you know, he needed a little testosterone jolt there, you know, a little reinforcement.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Bless your heart. Hey, great. You didn't submit anything to the contest, but it's still open. Do you have a pre-write that might fit the artwork that you could share with us?
I'll look around. I got some pieces on the board. I might look around now that I've seen the contest. So
yeah, that would help.
Okay. So I'll hold off on posting yours then, Dexter.
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
What else have we got in the hopper that we still haven't covered yet? I know we got Pam Ray out there, and we got Passion's Promise.
Yeah, we got Pam Ray here. I'm posting
those
now.
Some other voices that we can conscript into service. Let's get those out there and get these beautiful women reading to us.
Sure. There we go. Pam Ray's is up.
All right. And Naomi, would you like to tackle Pam's?
Wow, Okay. This is by Pam Ray, In Distant Memories. In my distant memories, you are silently walking down a long stretch of unpaved road. The wind was invisible, hands twirling your brown curls, making them dance like children playing. The geese and chickens, they followed you all around our yard, knowing you provided the grain. In my yesterdays, you wore long cotton dresses with bright colors and flat shoes for easy walking. There was the garden you tended, wild berries and singing birds. Then there was nothing but questions not answered for a long time. End poem.
Beautiful read. Beautiful read. Stellina, what did you think of Pam's piece? Stellina, are you still with us?
No, she's dropped.
Oh, darn. Oh, darn. Well, yeah. Gray, what were your thoughts?
You know, it was very touching. You know, it starts off, in my distant memories, you are silently walking down a long stretch of unpaved road. The wind was invisible hands, twirling your brown curls, making them dance like children playing. I mean, that's just fantastic imagery. And you can feel the emotion that's beginning to flow out of that. And then in my yesterdays, you wore long cotton dresses with bright colors and flat shoes for easy walking. There was the garden you tended, wild berries and singing birds. Then there was nothing but questions not answered for a long time. Very sad, but beautiful at the same time. So great job. Thank you for sharing, Pam.
Yeah, lovely, lovely piece with very melancholy. Is Dex, are you out there? Did you hear this piece?
I am, and I thought that this was a brilliant write. I could be wrong, but almost the way that I interpret some of this is like almost of a mother. And,
yes,
and like
it
I
is.
Said, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Is it of her mother?
Yeah,
mother.
It is.
Mother, yeah.
So, having these distant memories about her feeding the geese and doing all of these things, and it's almost like you can build this idea of who she was, and but yet there was this disconnect between her and her mother. So it's almost this idea of juggling this thing of this image of her and this connection that she had maybe to the yard and to the geese and everything, but wondering maybe where she fit into the picture. And so I thought that this was a brilliant write by Pam.
Thank you, Dex. Great comment. Naomi, you read it. What did you think of it?
Yeah, well, you know, Pam actually wrote this when I had Lucy Bird's art up. And, so I already read this piece. And, you know, it is just so beautiful. You know, the way it's written, the easy flow, you know, it just brings us such tender emotions. And, you know, that heart-wrenching ending, you know, it's just, wow, it just pulls at your heartstrings there. And, you know, you just feel, you know, whether, you know, her mother passed away, you know, I think she did, and but was a break away from her for some sort of time. And, you know, the questions that are still there that are not answered, you know, that shows that there was like a break in the relationship somewhere. And, you know, wow, it's just, you know, it's the way it's written. It's, again, you know, I already used the word authentic, but, you know, it is. It's so authentic. It's so real. It's so It's so raw, you know, and it really pulls at your heartstrings, you know. Beautiful, tender, right?
It is a great bit of storytelling. You're right, and very nostalgic, very straightforward. And she doesn't indulge in a lot of metaphor like she does with some of her other pieces. This is very straight storytelling with a very melancholy ending that leaves the reader to wonder what questions remain unanswered. But I think you're right. You said that, you know, I think for many of us, there are times when a relationship is ended suddenly by death, and you're left with a lot of unresolved issues. You know, then there was nothing but questions not answered for a long time. And she conveys that just so simply, but so so heart-wrenchingly with those three lines. So, well, I'm glad that she said she had a piece that was written to the art world. I'm very glad that I opened the contest up to previous rights, because that worked out just ideally. So that's great. Okay, well, thank you for reading that. And who do we have next?
We have Dex Bailey next.
Aha!
With Enola by Duke of St. Paul, Dex Bailey.
Okay, this isn't to the exact contest. This was just some unique artwork that I thought maybe would be somewhat fitting to it. This is Enola. Small town cruelty can be so vicious. Cicatrial alopecia, the sickness, causing Enola's hair to fall out. Native, so this hurts deep down. White girls in her class often crack jokes. Doctor's solutions not giving much hope. Clump by clump, she'd awaken to see. Stuck to her pillow, tears ran down her cheek. Every day at school, kids pointed and snickered until Enola ran away at recess, crying a river. She ran into the forest so no one could find her, hoping to find a spot to curl up and die there. Screaming, she tripped on a rock and then fell, sobbing and thinking this world must be hell. Suddenly she looked up, a bush of magnolias, beauty exploding, the meaning of Enola. Admiring the sight, she noticed an eagle perched atop the oak tree. She waved and the smile burst. Her foot in a puddle, she looked down in disbelief. The Great Spirit had visited her, granting relief. She returned to recess, her classmates silent, mouths wide open as she walked by defiant, the most gorgeous girl anyone had ever seen, her hair now flowers, her strides a summer breeze. End poem.
What a marvelous rite. What a marvelous rite. I'm glad you shared that with us. From that image, I'm guessing that this whole thing was inspired by the image of the woman with the flowers for hair. I like the way you turned that of the sad story of the young girl who goes out into the wilderness and is embraced by nature. And and instead of hair, she has flowers. I really like that turn, and I have to compliment you also on your very artful use of assonance. It is subtle, but I see it pervasive throughout your ending, your ends of each of your lines. I've never seen assonance used quite this well in something that wasn't song lyrics. So very nicely done. Very, very skillful writing on this. And great storytelling. Great storytelling. Naomi, what did you think of Dex's piece?
Well, first, Dex, you know, I want to congratulate you on this front page pick. Because, wow, very well deserved. You know, this is beautiful. The way you use the magnolias in the and the piece is just beautiful, and the way you use nature, the eagle perched atop an oak tree, and her foot in a puddle, the great spirit that visited her, and the laugh, the most gorgeous girl anyone had ever seen, her hair now flowers, her strides and summer breeze. That is so beautiful, her stride, the summer breeze. You can just picture her, just walking through that schoolyard. And, losing your hair is actually, something that happens. It happened to my mom. My mom, well, we're all blonde in our family. And my mom was blonde, but at the age of 10, she lost all her hair. Her hair started to fall out, and she lost all her hair. And, now that she has, it grew back in, but it's dark hair, as beautiful, but, dark hair. So it made me think of my mom. This is beautifully written. Bravo, Dex. Amazing, amazing, right?
Thank you.
And I like your play on words. For people who don't pick up on it, Enola is alone, spelled backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I didn't know that either. I just know that Enola, I thought was meant magnolias. So no. I guess it is alone backwards. So perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so neat.
And here I'll grace us all with a bit of a superfluous history. Do you know that the first atomic bomb that was dropped by Colonel Paul Tibbets, the plane that dropped the atomic bomb was the Nose Art? He named the plane Enola Gay after his mother.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Even adds more to it.
Yeah. So, yeah, and that's where I picked up was watching there's a film. I cannot remember the name of the film, and I'm going to have to go looking for it because it'll vex me until I figure it out. But Robert Taylor plays Colonel Paul Tibbets, and he names the plane Enola Gay, and his wife says Enola. She says, Enola last backwards means alone. And Gray, what
even adds to it even more. She was alone in this.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that was just you being clever.
Right, exactly. But I just Googled Enola, and it says origin, Native American, meaning solitary. So that's pretty neat, that you've captured something so unique in your in just your laissez-faire attitude towards things. You captured the beauty of the meaning of her name and the presence in her story as well, with the hair loss and being outed and pointed at and made to feel ashamed, but yet she was beautiful, and I thought you captured that quite brilliantly. So excellent, right, Dexter, and fabulous read.
Thank you. And I guess, like you said, even you pointing that out, I forgot, I guess, maybe how much research I had done on it, but so I appreciate you saying that, great. So thank you.
And I'm posting a little tidbit here on the board for what happened to the Enola Gay. So that was after the bomb was dropped. So for anyone that wants to follow up on a little bit of extracurricular reading. But there's also Netflix. I'm reminded that Netflix has taken and created a new there's a pair of movies out there supposedly written about Sherlock Holmes' sister, and her name is Enola.
Well,
wow.
They're quite entertaining, and if you're a fan of Henry Cavill, which I am, he's in both of those films, and they're fun watches. They're entertaining films. They take Sherlock Holmes cleverness, and they put it to a female, and it's a nice reversal. So enough of that about the NOLA.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, but thank you, Dexter. That was a great piece. So, okay, and we have Indecency of Man by Passion's Promise, and I'll go ahead and tackle this. Within an inkwell, my pen strikes where letters become poetry. I cherish the moments of borderline personality where I drift afar. Above and beyond the bitterness at bay, the three of us dance in dream. Far away, we drift at play, and nothing harms me, or so it seems, as I paint the dance of bliss. Sally, Tana, and I whisper sweet songs as we combine in sweet unison, wild gripping hands tearing me from who I am. But my girls in my mind take me to a safe haven where reality disappears beyond their sweet presence. In joy I do the imagination that takes me away, and I write and draw, escape I shall, the indecency of man. End poem. Okay, let's get some comments
Beautiful
on that.
Read, Bobby.
Thank you. Naomi, what are your thoughts?
Oh, wow. This took me right to my two daughters, which is so funny because I have one called Pam, and then Pam's sister is named Kim, and my other daughter's named Kim. So my daughters, Pam and Kim. And, you know, when I'm with them, it's just like that. It's just, you know, I just disappear from, you know, from all my worries and all the everything. And, you know, they're so fun to be with, and I just love them to death. And, you know, she really shows that in this poem, you know. My girls in my mind take me to a safe haven where reality disappears beyond their sweet presence. In joy, I do the imagination that takes me away. That's such a beautiful write here by Passion's Promise. So well written.
And it's
awesome.
So it spoke to you. And I see, interestingly enough, what you said about your mom, that the woman in the center has dark hair and she's flanked by two blondes. So is that you and a sister?
Well, I'm blonde. No, well, me and my two girls, but we're all blonde. we're all blonde in our family. But it could be my mom and my two girls too, my two daughters.
There
you
go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that that had a personal message for you. Dex, what did you think of this piece?
Yeah, I thought that this was fantastic. Striking about family and how it came together and just, you know, I guess it could be three friends. I took it similar to Naomi, where it was almost a mother and two girls, but it could also be three friends. And you know, I cherish the more moments of borderline personality where I drift afar. To me, that's where I got the mother part from, because I felt like you know, you have a personality and you kind of given that to the kids, and then they've drifted with it and they've run with it and they've gone with that personality. And now they have one almost of their own, you know, or they do have one of their own. And so that was where I kind of got the mother part, and I thought this was a fantastic write.
Interesting. I'd like your comments. Great insight. Gray, what did you think of it?
I really liked it. You know, within an inkwell, my pen strikes where the letters become poetry. I cherish the moments of borderline personality where I drift afar. You know, we lose ourselves in our poetry, and, you know, we can take ourselves into maybe past lives or other existences that we might not be living now, but we can pull pieces of it from that poetry. And You know, I thought it was just a fabulous write. You know, it really takes you into the picture. But my girls in my mind take me to a safe haven where reality disappears beyond their sweet presence. Enjoy, I do, the imagination that takes me away. Yeah, just a fabulous write and a beautiful read as well.
It is. I like her use at the end of European syntax. It tends to change the rhythm of the verse. Enjoy I do the imagination that takes me away, and I write and withdraw, escape I shall the indecency of man. It changes the rhythm a little bit from the pieces earlier in the top. And yeah, I look at that and I see a grandmother and two granddaughters enjoying each other's company, because I was very close to my grandmother, and that had there been three of us, it would have been that kind of camaraderie, because I would take her away from the bitterness of some of her childhood experiences, because she was reliving her life through me, enjoying my childhood, and she would have as much fun as I would. So it was fun to see. But I like the storytelling in this. It does have a wonderful sense of camaraderie and serenity to it. So thank you for that, Passion's Promise. I had occasion to collaborate with Passion's Promise on one of Pam's or one of Phil's contests. So we'll see how that turns out. So, okay, what else do we got?
Well, we have more of Dexter's poems.
Okay.
We don't have that one by Naomi?
Well, actually,
no,
we
she
only
read
have
it.
Three minutes left.
You oh, she already it? Read it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
But we only have 3 minutes left. You believe it?
Yeah.
I looked up. I was having such a grand time. I thought we had more time than that, but we only have 3 more minutes. So I'm not going to start into anything, so because I don't want to cut anyone off as far as their thoughts or comments. But, hey, Dex, thank you so much for joining us. Please don't be a stranger. Come back soon. Naomi, I can't thank you enough. It's wonderful to have other folks sharing their thoughts, because I know as fond as I am of Gray, I'm sure he gets tired of hearing my voice all the time. So having another couple of voices out there is absolutely delightful. So I really appreciate it. And I'm going to take a quick moment to let everyone know that the next contest is going to be, as you can see from this one, it's entitled Too Much of a Good Thing, which is my theme from when I find an artist who is prolific and all of their artwork is just absolutely captivating. I don't want to cherry pick and pick out what I like. I don't like doing that. So with Lucy Almay Bird, she had a wonderful selection of pieces, and they very neatly divided themselves by seasons and also by subject, in that these mostly are with they're all women. The next contest you'll see probably posted tomorrow or Monday is going to be winter, some fall and winter, and couples. You'll see assorted couples out there reading, having coffee, enjoying a fireplace, odd things, and animals. You'll see some cats out there too. So if you're not fond of men, you can have a cat, vice versa. So that's going to be posted, and I'm finishing up on – I've had a little personal dust up in my life, so it's put me a little behind on judging. But I should get the contest that I'm working on now. I will have that done tomorrow and judged, and I thank everyone for their patience and their forbearance, because I really don't like taking this long on judging. It's not fair to the people who take so much time and energy to write. So anyway, with that, we're at 11:59, and Gray, as always, thank you so much for your superb help as co-pilot, and Dex and Naomi, thank you, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks. Absolutely. Good night, everybody. Much love.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Much love, everyone.